This is towards the beginning of a brand new book that I have called Elvis Lives, which is a contemporary biography of a rap Elvis, taking from the lives of Elvis Presley, Vanilla Ice, Eminem, the Beastie Boys, myself, and other white boys who think they're down, to create one historical narrative. This is towards the top of the book. It's called Call and Tepid Response. In my mother's kitchen, over a bowl of Frosted Flakes, it clicked. Something I've been contemplating for weeks. I called Mark Cohn immediately and told him he should run for class president. I would be his campaign manager and introduce him to the 8th grade student body by kicking a rhyme. It was 1988. Rap had yet to hit the shopping mall. Mark was a bit skeptical, but every night of the campaign week, I worked on writing and, more importantly, how my mouth looked in the mirror when words came out. By Thursday night, I was a minute 15 seconds of mostly Grandmaster Melly Mel mimic at the end of Beach Street, his eponymous elegy for Ramon. Rough. But in the early hours of that Friday morning, when birds kicked a symphony in the trees near my window in the subdivision of Pheasant Creek, I thought the end needed something more. Something to move the crowd of 13 and 14-year-old North Shore, majority Jewish assimilated upper-income kids who liked Wham and Def Leppard. So I dug into my growing crates of memorized bits, and I hide when the B-side of the Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff sees the DJ on the rapper tape popped into my head like a toaster pastry. That morning was pre-AIDS magic. Showtime in the all-purpose room. A cafeteria with the stage, hundreds of chairs facing the podium, giggles and whispers whipped the air like crickets until Mr. Feely, the industrial arts teacher and 8th grade class advisor, unfortunately named considering the rumors about his wood shop after school, introduced the candidates. Mark was in the middle, like Moni Love. But before he took the mic, I entered stage left, commanded the crowd clap their hands to a beat, which didn't exist, but all the MCs started that way. And it's true. White people are like a bootleg Rolex. We can't keep time. But I rolled the jagged rhythm, forthwith my way through the written verse, monosyllabic heroic couplets regaling the virtues of Mark Cohn. The funny kid I've known since grade 3, we wrestled in my house, he rolled my dog's pee. But we got older, the tough got bolder, got to be junior high residents. Make some noise for your next class president. Admittedly, the crowd kept quiet. But you don't stop the body rock. And I didn't have enough good sense to exit. I wanted to make Widows Junior High bounce to this. I wanted to take all our mid-puberty, Bon Jovi-loving energy and make the roof fire, at least spark a bit. A modest barbecue would have been nice. I wanted the cafeteria transformed into a church, at least what I thought a church might feel like. A church in Wheaton, maybe, but still not bad for a room full of Jews. Undeterred, I went into my appropriated call and response. Ladies, all the late days, all the ladies in the house, say Mark.
Mark.
Say Mark.
Mark.
Oh, boys, make some noise. Let me hear you say Cone.
Cone.
Say Mark Cone.
Mark Cone.
Say Mark Cone rocks the spot. Everybody.
Mark Cone rocks the spot.
A little louder.
Mark Cone rocks the spot.
One more time.
Mark Cone rocks the spot.
In reality, a few friends raised their voice above a whisper, but in my head, I was baptized, ahead, ready and able to move the crowd. So Elvis learns how to do a bunch of shit that's not his. One of the things he learns how to do is to play the dozens. Your mama's so white, she powders her nose with cocaine, gets free stuff at the grocery, dainty crackers and cold cheese, so white she got a supermarket in every subdivision she owns. Your mama's so white she got 7 dwarfs cleaning her castle, mirror yes men on the wall telling her she the fairest. So white, princes wage war over her glances, troops murder in her name, and men get hung just by whistling in her direction. Your mom is so white, she disappears in a bowl of sugar. Beneath sheets, she's Casper, clan maiden. So white, bread named after her, milk pasteurized complexion. So white, she married all the presidents. Industrialist slave owners, God to make Christmas time snowfall light like a blanket of skin. Your mom is so white, she hates her black mammy. Denies her ethnic roots, bleaches hair. Eyebrows, pussy so white, she paint her picket fences bone. She lives on cloud 9, so white, her kids moving back to condos on cloud 6, 7, and 8. Your mama's teeth so white, they look like the Supreme Court. Clarence Tom, just the gap in the middle. Your mama's so white, she thinks food stamps the latest black cartoon at the post office. Think the government, she's a Head Start program. Your mama's so white, she got a magic mark of a tampon to know what to pull out. Stains on crystal staircase ceilings, letting domestics clean her diaphragm. Your mama is so white, she's a ballerina, twisting in a music box. You can't tell when she's smiling. Blood, diamond, tears ever clear. Carbon monoxide breath, your mama's so white, she kills herself slowly. Dickinson, Plath, Wolf, Chopin characters rotting in secret rooms, eating fen-fen, bonbon, soap, operatic anorexia. Your mama's so white, her insides stink. Her face is plastic and can't crack behind all that shit she's holed up inside.
Yeah!
Not your mama, of course. This is
I heard what you said.
Definitely not your mama. Although maybe. This is a poem this is a poem that was written after Dr. Margaret Burroughs, who we just lost in Chicago. She transitioned recently, and she started the first black museum in America, the DuSable Museum. She also founded the Southside Community Arts Center in Chicago. And she has a pretty well-known poem called What Shall I Tell My Children Who Are Black? And over the summer, we had an opportunity to work with her in Chicago and remix her poems and do acrostics off her paintings and sketches. And so I took that poem and wrote this called What Will I Tell My Jewish Kids? What will I tell my Jewish kids who may not really know they are? Whose parents eat BLTs in the country club and practice capitalism on the Sabbath? Whose suburb began voting conservative in the generation after civil rights, whose great-grandfather survived the Shoah, and whose grandfather suffers Islamophobia. What will I say to my little nieces and nephews who celebrate Christmas, who hunt for Easter eggs, who like Mel Gibson movies, who adore the whitewash and Wonder Bread on Pesach? What will I tell my little homies who run out of gym class asking why their cocks are cut? What will I say when the girls' noses grow, hair frizzes, hips widen, when they don't look a damn thing like Barbie? What do I tell the bar mitzvah boys who end up studying man's law before gods? What will they understand of pigeonholes in a pigeon their tongue has no taste for? I will tell them, we are middlemen, liminal women, go-betweens. We are seams in Babylon, olives holding the sky and earth together, synthesizers of the sacred and profane. We are bankers. Pagans and Christians thought it devil's work, and we wanted to survive, so we are hustlers, pawnbrokers, slumlords, the white folk who used to live near black folk. Of course we got into the music business, the exploitation. We love the blues. The melancholy melodies remind us of our own Hassan, our own sorrow and diaspora. We, George Gershwin, we blackened up, we wronged our neighbors, and we connect the country on the always brink of civil war, so we are a bridge people. Red Sea parters, translators between the warring, we seek connections, the I and I, the I and thou. Buber taught us that, or was it Haile Selassie? I will certainly tell my Jewish kids of Goodman and Schwerner, who with their brother James Earl Cheney died, that for a time we were freedom riders. Along with others, we were central in the movement, hated Jim Crow ourselves. For a time in this country, we were the others. Now, We are other than ourselves. I will tell my Jewish kids we have a long story, more than what is seen now. We are a people who wander and wonder, who have a bag prepared in the corner in case. I will tell them Israel is not a Jewish state. It is an empire state, a state against people and a state against God, a God that is borderless and nationless, a God that is certainly without drone missiles and air raids. In a Jewish state, no tank stands between people seeking water or medicine. Israel is a farce, the guilt of the Western world, a Christian admission of the Holocaust, a watchdog over oil, a stepchild power mad, a baby country raging against everything I know to be Jewish. I will tell them, help dismantle this state. Zion is yet to be. It is in the struggle of becoming. This is the truth. It will venerate us. It will exit us. It will exit us. The truth will set us free.